there we go. Hello. It's Veterans Day, and my idea as a boss, I'm a boss. You're my boss, but my idea is to give people holidays when they're recognized holidays. Now, Veterans Day, not always recognized by a lot of companies. So I know a lot of you guys have to work today. I am going to put in a little bit of work today. I'm going to do the Daily Tech Headlines, as we always do. So I'm going to throw that on this recording today, which I normally don't do. So you get, as a bonus, a little bit of that news. And those of you who didn't realize what Daily Tech Headlines is can get a little sample of that. And then I'm going to do a short version, not really a version of Daily Tech News Show, but a short little episode of Daily Tech News Show, so you'll hear that as well. All right, and the fun part will be to see if I can do Daily Tech Headlines at the first take. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. So you'll get to hear that too. Woohoo! All right, here we go. These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 11th, 2016. I'm Tom Merritt. Oculus launched its software called Asynchronous Space Warp that uses frame interpolation to let Rift VR headsets run smoothly at just 45 frames per second. They normally run at 90 frames per second. That means the Rift can run on a machine with any NVIDIA 900 or 1000 series GPU, including the GTX 960, or any AMD RX 400 series card. So you don't need quite as expensive or high-end a machine as you did before. Oculus also announced you'll be able to create VR avatars starting December 6th, along with the launch of its new touch controllers. HTC opened pre-orders Friday for a $220 peripheral that makes the Vive VR headset wireless. The device was made by TPCast as part of the Vive X program. The battery lasts 1.5 hours, though a bigger battery is planned that would be carried in a bag or pocket. Orders were taken from the Chinese website for 1,499 yuan, so about $220, but available to anyone willing to pay the shipping and who could read Chinese. NVIDIA reported its largest quarterly revenue growth in more than 6 years. Revenue rose 53.6% to $2 billion in Q3, beating expectations of $1.69 billion. Revenue from GPUs made up 85% of the total revenue. Revenue from the data center business, which, by the way, powers Amazon Web Service, Microsoft Azure, and Alibaba's cloud services, nearly tripled to $240 million. And automotive, which is still small but counts Tesla as a customer, rose 60.8% to $127 million. Nintendo announced Thursday that production of the Wii U is, in fact, scheduled to end soon in Japan. Nintendo of America also confirmed that all Wii U hardware for the fiscal year has been shipped. Nintendo also began selling its NES Classic Edition miniature game console, and many outlets sold out quickly. Nintendo said a steady flow of additional systems will come through the holiday season, so there will be spurts of availability. But Ars Technica notes that the $60 console is already available on eBay for an average of $183.52. The NES Classic Edition comes with an HDMI connection and 30 preloaded games. Speaking at the Techonomy conference Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg said he did not think that fake news stories spread on Facebook influenced the U.S. election. Zuckerberg said the fake stories were a very small amount of content and that, quote, voters make decisions based on their lived experience. He also pointed out that fake news stories were posted about both major party candidates. He said Facebook, however, will continue to try to improve the way it distributes news. HTC announced its Bolt smartphone will be available exclusively on Sprint in the U.S. starting Friday for $600. The 5.5-inch Quad HD phone is larger and flatter than the HTC 10, but looks similar. It comes with an optically stabilized 16-megapixel rear camera and 8-megapixel front camera with a Snapdragon 810 processor and runs Android 7.0 Nougat. It also has a 3200 mAh battery. No headphone jack, though. Comes with USB-C headphones, and HTC says it'll eventually ship an adapter with it, but there's none in the box right now. Singles Day, a holiday for lonely people that Alibaba turned into the largest shopping day in the world starting in 2009, beat its record from last year in sales. Alibaba passed 103 billion yuan 20 hours into the day. That's $15 billion U.S., passing last year's 14.3 billion all-day sales mark. Alibaba says 85% of purchases were made on mobile. Alibaba also made sales in virtual reality and had an augmented reality app for finding deals in the real world. The FCC's Wireless Bureau sent a letter to AT&T outlining concerns about the company's practice of not counting DirecTV video against customer data caps. AT&T allows any video service to exempt its data from AT&T customer caps for a fee. The FCC said the practice could obstruct competition and harm consumers. AT&T says DirecTV pays for the right to exempt customers from caps, just like any non-AT&T-owned business would. But, of course, AT&T gets the money that it pays itself. This applies to DirecTV's current satellite business, which offers streaming video in apps for mobile devices and online. It would also apply to DirecTV's upcoming internet-only TV service. Last month, Germany's transport minister Alexandra Dobrindt asked Tesla to stop using autopilot in its messaging, claiming it was misleading. So Tesla asked a third party to survey owners of its cars in Germany and found that owners, quote, understand that when using autopilot, the driver is expected to maintain control of the vehicle at all times. We'll see if Germany's transport minister will accept those survey results. Ars Technica published a story Thursday describing how the Spotify app for Windows, macOS, and Linux has been writing gigabytes of junk data to users' hard drives with no discernible purpose. Spotify says the bug is fixed now in version 1.0.42, which will be available to all users within the next few days. Hey, thanks to everyone who supports us on subreddit by submitting stories and voting on them. You can do it too, dailytechnewsshow.reddit.com. And if you'd like more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to our discussion show, Daily Tech News Show, at dailytechnewsshow.com. Daily Tech Headlines takes no advertising. We're supported by you, the listeners. And if you're willing to support the show, head to patreon.com/DTNS. Big thanks to everybody who already does. We'll talk to you next time. So there you go. That is how I do Daily Tech Headlines. And yeah, I had a couple of hiccups in there, but nothing big enough for me to redo it. These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 11th, 2016. I'm Tom Merritt. Started playing myself to myself. I didn't need to do that. One of the nice things about doing this Daily Tech Headlines show, because I don't stream it on video, is that all I have to do, because I have it recorded direct to MP3 from Audio Hijack, all I have to do is come up with a description, because everything else, the title, the artist, the date, all of that stuff, just shows up automatically. So, Oculus works on older hardware now. Oculus Rift works on older hardware now. The HTC Vive goes wireless, and the Wii U ends production in Japan. There you go. That's my description. There's more. I don't want to go through every single story, though. And then I go over here to the blog post. Sorry if this is going to bore you, but I'm just going to narrate the way I publish Daily Tech Headlines. It would be interesting to some of you, I know. Not to every single one of you. That's okay. Won't take very long, I promise. Daily Tech Headlines, November 11th, 2016. I always keep a template of the blog post in my Google Doc, so I can just paste that in. I could keep it in WordPress, but it's actually a little faster paste it over from Google Docs. The way WordPress handles templated posts is not terribly great. I just check headlines, and then I have to upload the file. I upload it to SoundCloud and archive.org. I do that for Daily Tech News Show also. Reason being is SoundCloud, particularly for Daily Tech News Show, handles the number of requests nicely. We get a lot of people, you know, 20,000 to 30,000 people wanting to download the audio of Daily Tech News Show. But I like to have it on archive.org anyway, so that it's got an open version, because all the shows, Daily Tech News Show, Daily Tech Headlines, are Creative Commons, available for anybody to redistribute with permission. All you got to do is attribute. Got to make sure that that Patreon plug's still in there. As long as you do that, distribute freely and widely. And the Daily Tech Headlines show uploads so much faster because it's so much smaller. And it's amazing when your show is 5 minutes instead of 45 minutes, just how much faster it uploads to places. So there you go. It's uploaded to SoundCloud and archive.org. Let's make sure. Oh, I need to publish the show notes. I still do that. I publish the page from our Google Doc. I need to get that link. Stick that over there. That's it. That's how fast it is from recording to publishing of Daily Tech Headlines. Takes about an hour to an hour and a half to read all the stories and write it. And then that's how long it takes to publish it, if I get it in one take. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it takes three or four takes.
Quality content, we're moving
people under the top.
Oh, crap. That's the wrong one. Okay. Because I was paying attention. Oh, I didn't upload to archive. That's what happened. I didn't screw up the feed, so I posted the right link to... I posted the right link to the SoundCloud, and that's the one that the podcast will pull. But the archive.org embed that I put in was yesterday's Daily Tech News Show. Oops! I made all those remarks about uploading to Archive, and then I didn't actually upload to Archive. I just took the freaking embed from yesterday's DTNS. Okay. So it goes real fast if I don't make a mistake. Goes less fast if I do. Now I'm uploading to archive.org. This will still be very fast because it is a very short show. 8.5 megabytes of show. There are 237 tasks queued to run before mine. How long will those take? Almost there. Those 237 tasks take that long. There you go. Now my page is ready. Now I can put the right archive.org embed. That was a less disastrous screw up than the occasional times I put the wrong MP3 in the attachment, and then that screws up everybody's podcast feeds. That's harder to fix because once someone's client, and some clients get there really fast, it only has to be up for a few minutes and a client grabs it. And once it grabs it, it's really hard to convince it that it's been updated. And I have to get people to delete it and re-upload or change the name of the headline, all kinds of things. All right, so there you go. Daily Tech Headlines is now complete. So what I'm going to do next... Since episode 28, I got nothing filling my Patreon player. Dan Lo Fat commented on yesterday's YouTube that he hasn't been getting anything in his Patreon player since episode 2888. Messaging me on YouTube about your Patreon subscription is not the optimal way to go about it. You should message me through Patreon, because that way I can see what your Patreon username is and look it up and find out, is there a problem with your account? Are you at the wrong reward level? Most of the time when people aren't getting something, it's because they upped their reward level but forgot to actually change their reward, which Patreon makes you do those separately. This case, it sounds like maybe his account got declined or something and he doesn't realize it. That could possibly be, because I know everybody else is getting it. So apologies, Dan Lo Fat. But yeah, just contact me through Patreon and we'll work it out. And if you can't contact me through Patreon, then that could explain why it's not working, because that would mean that maybe you don't have an up-to-date account information. All right. Why am I even looking at YouTube? Well, because... I am going to stream what I'm going to do for the main show. And I'm only going to stream, honestly, I'm only going to stream it because I want to have a video copy of it. So schedule a new event. All right. And I'm going to add a Daily Tech news show. I do the same thing. I keep a copy of the blog post code in a Google Doc. And this is going to be DTN. Oh, crap. I forgot to look. What's the episode number? This is going to be DTNS 2901. All right. Tom lets his co-hosts off for Veterans Day and has a short message. Thanks a lot, WordPress, for prompting me to log in the middle of typing something. Tom lets his co-hosts off for Veterans Day and has some sad news. Okay. So DTNS 2901 Veterans Day. I'm going to do the show at 9:30 a.m. I'm really going to do it as soon as I'm ready, but I don't want it to go live right away because I need to do some other things. Honestly, since we started using YouTube to manage the Hangout Live, it's a little bit slicker. I'm not going to lie. Works a little bit better. All right. Created the event. And then I always go, and I do this ahead of time, even though I wouldn't have to, and I get the YouTube link and the YouTube embed code. I guess I'm going to do show notes too, actually. But I put these in the WordPress post ahead of time, just so it's one less thing I have to worry about afterwards. There's not really a lot in our show notes. But there are a couple things, and you'll hear them in a second. So I will publish the show notes. And I usually do that, too, before the show. And the way we do that, many of you already know this, is we just publish the tab in my Google Doc for that day's show and then embed it into the WordPress doc. So that way we don't have to republish everything. All the preparation, all the links, everything we put into our own show doc for our own preparation is just there for you. So you have to have a little bit of an eye towards people using that for other purposes. But mostly it just works. The only thing we have to be careful about is we don't want to put anybody's like personal phone numbers or something, which we might normally put in there. So we keep those somewhere else, but it ends up not being that big of a deal, and it just saves a lot of time on publishing show notes. Okay, so I think I'm not going to do the Twitter post. See, I have this whole checklist. I'm not going to do the Twitter post or anything like that. I'm just going to start this hangout on air. And it's just going to be me. Ain't going to be fancy. Oh, that's light. That's nice. Great. It's not recognizing the camera. Of course it's not, because I'm doing it right now, because I'm recording this.
This happens quite a bit, actually.
Well, shoot. Because the whole point of doing the hangout is to have the camera. All right. What if we just restart Chrome? Sometimes that'll help. I wonder how many of you have already turned this off. You didn't sign up for listening to me publish and troubleshoot without the entertaining Roger Chang alongside, I'm sure. All right. Yeah, send a video. Let's see what happens. Watch what happens now. Come on, you can do it. Nope. Still not showing anything. All right. Well, I might not even make... I was all glib about starting before that 9:30 recording time earlier. I might not even make 9:30 now. Next step is to find out if Skype sees the camera. If Skype sees the camera fine, then I know it's not the camera. Skype's taken a long time to launch. All right, there we go. Do you see the camera?
No, it doesn't. But sometimes I have to unplug it and plug it back in. Yeah, okay, Skype sees the camera just fine. So, it's not that. No, it's not that.
Hooking up cameras to computers. It's an exercise in frustration. Quite often. Well, I might have to just restart the whole computer. All right, so Blackmagic is seeing me just fine. And it's seeing me in 1080i5994. Okay. 1080i5994. Let's try you again. Hang out on air. 1080i5994. Compelling audio. Compelling bonus audio on a Veterans Day. Just doesn't want to see it. It says, I don't care if you tell me exactly what it is. I'm not seeing it. All right. canceling out of that. We're going to restart. Now, you may leave, you're going to lose my audio for a little bit here because it's routed through that machine. So there you go. I'll be back, I promise. I'll keep talking. You'll hear me pop out and pop back in, I'm sure. Or you may not lose me. Maybe because of the restart so fast, you didn't lose me. Aha. Looks like you didn't. Which is good. Okay, so this is the danger of ever updating a machine. You patch a machine and everything just goes wrong. Letting everything restart. Since the patch, everything on this older is an older machine. It's a couple of years old now. Everything is moving a little faster. It just doesn't want to see my camera. I'll let it start everything. It's sort of like a shamanic practice to troubleshoot these connectivity issues too. There have been plenty of times where I've just unplugged things, turned things on, rebooted things, and just you just never some and then it just starts working and you have really no clue why. It happens a lot. Look at that. Audio Hijack didn't relaunch. Well, we'll relaunch it in a second when we need it. Let's see what happens here. Nope. Still no video. Oh, there, Audio Hijack relaunched. Well, that's weird. It's not even giving me my DTNS logo. It just don't want to see nothing. Here's the other weirdness. I've got a Logitech camera that it also doesn't want to see. Oh, Hangouts. Hangouts, my Hangouts. Maybe you'll work in a different browser. Should I pause this? Probably. Should I just do it without video? Maybe. Let's see what Safari does. It's the other weird thing. Sometimes just changing browsers does what you need. Is it going to work this time? No, it does not. That part didn't matter at all. Ah. Although that could be why. Well, shucks. This was not the show I had planned for you. It's just not working. I'm going to stop this for now and keep troubleshooting. It's easier to troubleshoot when you don't have to narrate. And I'll be back. Goodbye. Okay, so I wasn't entirely successful in my bid to get everything working, but at least I got something working. So we'll go with that. And now I've got to do the show. Show, such as it is. Okay. Hey, everybody on video. It's Veterans Day, and that means I give everybody the day off, except myself. And we're not going to have a full show. Not really even going to have much of a show. I'm going to record something, though, just to tell folks what's going on. So here it... Oops. Here it goes. This is the Daily Tech News Show for Friday, November 11th, 2016. I'm Tom Merritt. Folks have the day off here in Daily Tech News Show land. I like to give folks the Veterans Day off so that we can respect the holidays that are given to us. But we're not going to have a full show. We do have a full Daily Tech Headlines show. If you'd like the Daily Tech Headlines, they'll be in the Daily Tech Headlines feed, dailytechheadlines.com. Go check that out and subscribe if you haven't already. I do have a couple of things that I want to mention today, just a short version, and we'll be back with the full show on Monday. First of all, and I've done this before on Veterans Day, I don't like to get over dramatic about it, but November 11th at the 11th hour is when World War I ended, and that is why Remembrance Day and Veterans Day here in the United States are celebrated at this time. That was supposed to be the war to end all wars, and as we know, that hasn't happened. So I like to think of today as a day to thank the people in our military who are still working to end wars. I know some of you probably don't love the military or and certainly not the idea of war, but you should know that most of the people I've ever met in the military also do not like the idea of war. And so if we all can agree on that, then maybe we can find that common ground to eventually get to a world someday that has no war. Very thankfully, we have not seen a war like World War II since the middle of that century. I hope the memory of that is not fading, and I hope that we can work towards a world that continues to not see conflict on that scale. So take today and thank the folks that you know and your family, your friends, for doing their best to protect people. Not just this country, but our military does a good job just protecting human beings. Not a perfect job. But again, the people I know are very concerned with protecting humanity. So thank them for that. And not just the military. I know it's Veterans Day, but thank your police, your fire department, your EMTs, your medical practitioner, your nurses, your doctors. This is a day to recognize service of those who help us out. And I hope that I don't, especially in this week, I hope that isn't taken the wrong way by people. I have nothing but respect for all of you in the audience. Now, that said, a little bit of a memorial today as well. I got the very sad news this morning that a man named Bob Goyetch died of a heart attack last night. I knew Bob. He was one of the first podcasters in Canada. He was one of the people who was very kind to invite me up to a conference that ran for many years up there called Podcasters Across Borders. The Bob and AJ Show was the second podcast to come out of Canada, and in many ways, Bob is considered by a lot of folks to be the founder of podcasting in Canada. He started Podcasters Across Borders. He was a driving force in creating the podcasting community in Canada, and he was only 48. leaves behind a wife, Kathy, and a 13-year-old son, Simon. And man, that is sad. His podcast included Bob and AJ, mostly tunes, Bob Stuff, spelled with a PH, The Catfish Show, which he did with his wife, The Canadian Podcast Buffet. Best episode ever. A fantastic podcast that I had the pleasure of being on. And one of my favorites out there, the Marshall McLuhan Variety Hour. Charles wrote in, by the way, Dave Broadbeck, Dave the psychologist, is the one that tipped me off to this. Charles wrote in to let me know about it too. And Charles said, Bob and his wife Kat introduced me to the world of podcasting after hearing about The Catfish Show on an NPR segment about podcasting back in 2004 or 2005. And of course, Charles is very sad to hear about this as well. So, one of the good people. That's why you want to thank the people that are around you today. Okay. In brighter news, Ryan Officer, one of our supporters in the audience, currently an analyst at the patron level for that, has finished a years-long poster showing all the DTNS contributors. A huge thanks to Ryan for his hard work and dedication. If you look on the Daily Tech News Show Twitter feed, you can find a link to it there. You can find Ryan's Twitter feed as well, twitter.com/DailyTechNewsSh. Because that's the character limit for Twitter. And I know Ryan has poured his heart and soul into this thing and drawing all of us. So I really want to finish on a positive note and thank him for that. Like I said, we are not going to have a regular tech news show today. But if you do pop over to Daily Tech Headlines, you'll hear about HTC Vive's new wireless adapter for the HTC Vive headset. You'll hear about Oculus launching that asynchronous space warp that allows you to use Oculus on lower spec machines. Anything with like a, you know, NVIDIA GTX 960. You used to have to be a 970 minimum. So that helps things out. Nintendo finally confirmed that they're ceasing production of the Wii U. All kinds of stories like that over there. And like I said, we will be back on Monday, I believe, with Ms. Veronica Belmont back in the house. Let me check the calendar here. I don't think we have anybody else scheduled. So it'll be Veronica and I kicking around the tech news. And just finish with a big thanks to you all for supporting this show over the years. We appreciate every single one of you. Whether you support us on Patreon, PayPal, buying stuff, or just telling folks about it. The fact that I have been able to continue to do this for a couple of years without it falling apart stuns me, to be honest, and I cannot thank you enough. All right, folks, you can find us. I'll just give the old standard out here. Our email address is feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. If you want to let me know something that's on your mind, you can find us live, usually Monday through Friday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern at alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv, and our website is dailytechnewsshow.com. See you on Monday with Veronica. Stay safe.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
So there you go. Not a big long announcement today. Just that. Some sad news for sure. And we will see you on Monday. Thanks, everybody.